So I want to mainly focus on targeted therapy in our discussion, but sort of related to that and maybe related to your patient is the issue of immunotherapy in patients who have driver mutations. And I know you were part of this immunotarget registry, but I'm just kind of curious in general where we are today in understanding the role of checkpoint inhibitors in these patients, checkpoint inhibitors plus chemotherapy. And also, you know, with your patient here, you know, history, a lot of smoking, do you view that patient differently than you would somebody else?
I mean, some of these questions we don't have answers to. What we do know is that the degree of benefit from immunotherapy doesn't appear uniform across lung cancer. And some of the clues of the group which will derive less benefit and sometimes even no benefit are whether they have a driver oncogene. Now, that's a confounded variable because patients with a driver oncogene often tend to have a lower tumor mutation burden. They often tend to be never smokers. So we can't quite pull it apart. I would say the gene rearrangement diseases, ALK, ROS1, RET, are the best group for saying the least amount of benefit from immunotherapy. Some of them were explicitly excluded from some of our classical first-line studies with immunotherapy. For that reason, some of them just weren't analyzed. In the immunotarget, which was an international study, relatively small numbers, but there was still for monotherapy with a PD-1 or PD-L1 agent, there was a 0% response rate in ALK. We're actually in the process of taking the small numbers of people who responded in RET and ROS1 and drilling down on them in detail. Because the question you want to ask is, look, is there really a 10% response rate when ROS1, or is the one patient out of your 10 who responded, were they a false positive on the ROS1 testing? Were they a heavy smoker, as you said? You know, did they not respond to the ROS1 inhibitor before they went on the immunotherapy? And that's what we're in the process of doing.
But you said something that I don't believe I've heard before, which is separating out the fusions versus the, what, activating mutations in terms of immunotherapy?
Yeah. So, I mean, EGFR is a good example. So EGFR mutations have, in general, less benefit from immunotherapy, but it's not zero. There are clearly EGFR mutant patients who responded. And again, if you look at the data set, the hazard ratio in whatever you were comparing it to was always less with the EGFR mutants. Sometimes it wasn't statistically significant, but it wasn't on the other side of the line usually in the forest plot. Usually it still was deriving some degree of benefit. That doesn't seem to be the case with the gene rearrangements. It's still somewhat a work in progress. The other example is, you know, KRAS is an oncogene-driven disease in many patients. They're deriving benefit. BRAF is an oncogene-driven disease. They're deriving benefit. And MET exon 14 is kind of somewhere in the middle again because it's a heterogeneous population. Some are never smokers, some are heavy smokers.